The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said unto him, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? And Jesus answered them, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up. And the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Truly, I say to you, among those born of women there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you the one to come, or shall we look for another? John the Baptizer wanted to know. A fair question, to be sure. After all, John was the man Isaiah described as the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Dressed in a camel hair leotard and feasting on bugs and honey, John was also thought, in some form, to be the return of the great prophet Elijah, who never died, but was instead whisked off into heaven in a chariot powered by fire tornadoes. How do you like that? At this point in his preaching career, John had preached the gospel through the means of baptism to hundreds, if not thousands, of people. There, in the River Jordan, he had even baptized Jesus, whose presence in the river that day marked the beginning of his taking the sin of the world. John had also preached the law of God to Herod Antipas, calling out the king's incestuous, adulterous affair with his sister-in-law. Taken together, John had in fact made straight the paths of the Lord. And now, after all his hard work, John found himself languishing in a dank prison cell. Such a turn of events hardly seems appropriate for one doing the Lord's work, don't you think? If this is how God rewards his servants, then just leave me out of it, John no doubt wished. With his experience in life pointing in the opposite direction of God's promise to him, it's not hard to understand John's loss of faith, and that is exactly what we're hearing here, a loss of trust in God's word. Who wouldn't wonder if perhaps they'd been mistaken? So John sent his disciples to make sure that Jesus was in fact the Savior of whom he had preached and for whose sake he was now suffering. Now Jesus' response is quite beautiful here. Jesus could have become angry about John's faithlessness. He could have sent word to John to buck up, get with the program, what's wrong with you? Why don't you just shut up and color? Instead, Jesus gave John the only thing that can help faithlessness, a sermon. And the text Jesus used was from the Isaiah passage we just heard in the first reading. The context is the Hebrew people, the very chosen people of God, in exile again. Literal and figurative was the wilderness, dry land, jackals, lions, and other ravenous beasts as far as the eye could see. And Jesus' use of this particular passage shows that he knew John was suffering, just like the Israelites in exile. But Jesus was not simply commiserating with John. Isaiah also talked about the suffering being saved. And by talking about the blind receiving sight, the lame walking, the lepers cleansing, the deaf hearing, and the dead living again, Jesus was giving John a beautiful promise from God yet again. Because in that passage from Isaiah, we also hear this: "Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come to save you." Jesus' sermon to John was that God is faithful to his word. And because John was literally hearing and witnessing Jesus doing the very things that Isaiah preached, John could rest assured that Jesus was in fact the Savior of God and had not forgotten him or forsaken him, even if his head wound up on a silver platter. And it did. And perhaps the most comforting promise of all from Isaiah's sermon is this: "And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray." What a beautiful promise. When the Lord saves, it cannot be undone, even if we are fools. And John was certainly being foolish. Even though that happens, we shall not go astray. That is the salvation given by the Lord, and he will never let his chosen ones go in spite of themselves. And so it is for you. Though your experiences in life cause questioning and faithlessness, rest assured your Lord is both able and willing to keep his promise to you. The one whom John the Baptizer preached and baptized in his name is indeed the promised Savior of the world. The Savior's name is Jesus Christ, and it is by his authority that I say to you that you are forgiven by the Father unconditionally for his sake. Even when we are fools, even when we are weak and anxious and hurting and doubting, even when we are faithless, he remains faithful, because he cannot and he will not deny his promise for you. Amen.